Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. I'm Casper Layton. With the victory of Benoît Hamon in the French Socialist Party primary, we now know the candidates for the three major parties in France's April election. Hamon will be facing François Fillon of the Republicans and, of course, Marine Le Pen, standard bearer of the National Front. But let's not forget that Emmanuel Macron, running as an independent, has been doing rather well in the polls, even edging past Fillon recently. I'm joined by David Lee, senior Europe analyst here at Control Risks. Dave, do we now have the final feel for the April 23rd poll?
Pretty much, yeah. There are a couple of independents who haven't declared whether they're going to stand or not, and they might make a percentage point of difference one way or the other. And in a tight race, as this looks as if it could turn into, that could be crucial. This potentially includes François Bayrou, who had such momentum in 2007, but didn't do much in 2012. And I can't see him thinking he's got much of a chance this time around. So basically, yeah, the main runners and riders are set.
For a while now, when we've spoken about this, your position has been that Marine Le Pen will get through the first round, but then lose in the runoff whoever she's up against. Do you still think that?
Basically, this still looks the way of it, but the first round suddenly got a lot more competitive in the last few weeks. Not because of Hamon, I hasten to add. I think he'll be too left-wing to attract many voters outside the Socialist Party's core, and I think a lot of them have already jumped ship, either to Macron or to Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the far-left candidate. So I think Hamon's only chance of getting into this really is if Mélenchon pulls out, which he said he won't do. But it's been a tough few weeks for François Fillon of the Republicans, the favourite to win the second round for a while now. It's culminated in an investigation into supposed fake jobs and the propriety of his employment of his wife. Now, he said he'll abandon the race if he's formally investigated for criminal charges related to this. Perhaps in the knowledge that getting to that stage where the formal investigation begins takes a long time. Though this one is moving quite quickly, so it mightn't be out of the question yet.
Now, usually independent candidates make pretty heavy going of a national election, but Emmanuel Macron's been having a rather good time of late, hasn't he?
Absolutely. As the polls have gone badly for Fillon, so they've gone well for Macron, really. And the socialist choosing Hamon is just the latest example of things moving in his favour, really. He's the best place to benefit both from the troubles Fillon's having and from the socialist choosing somebody who doesn't have much appeal to the centre ground. But a centrist candidate with a largely personal following, who has momentum 3 or 4 months out, we've seen this before. We've seen this before lots of times in France. Most recently with Bayrou, who I mentioned a moment ago, in 2007. And too often these candidates run out of gas and end up not performing as strongly as it looks as if they might. In part, that's because they don't have a ground game. They don't have this base of huge numbers of volunteers to get people out, to talk to voters, to get them to the polling stations, that kind of thing. So can they be effective on polling day? That's a really big question.
And this ground game you talk about, presumably that has implications beyond the presidential election.
Oh yeah, particularly as straight after the presidential election we get the parliamentary election. Now, Macron's movement is so new and so personally identified with him, it's even got the same initials as it. There's a legitimate concern that it would make relatively little impact in that parliamentary election that follows right away. So if he were to win, could he get enough support in parliament to make his time in power smooth and easy from the very beginning? It's far from certain.
So do you think we've now got the prospect of a three-way fight to get to the second round?
Yes, I do. I think for the first time, a second round without Fillon in it looks genuinely possible. So is that Macron v. Le Pen? Not necessarily, because this fight, if it becomes a three-way fight, creates a scenario whereby Le Pen doesn't get through either. Fillon fights hard on his right wing to get some voters back from Le Pen. Macron dominates the centre ground, and everyone ends up with just under a quarter of the votes cast. That's the way the polls look as if it might end up. So we still think it'll be Le Pen losing in round two to whichever of those two she's up against. But that's not the only scenario in play anymore, so pretty much this just got interesting.
Okay, we'll leave it there. David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst at Control Risks, thanks very much, and thanks to you for listening to this Control Risks podcast. Bye for now.